Nothing in general works at Alphabet or Google without executive sponsorship. So from my perspective, any big strategic bet that I have ever made has always had executive sponsorship involved and engaged. Otherwise, I already know that this thing is not going anywhere.
Welcome to SaaS Connect, the SaaS Partnership Podcast, brought to you by the Cloud Software Association. Thank you, as always, to our podcast producers, Content Allies. They help B2B companies like you launch revenue-generating podcasts. They'll schedule interviews, produce the podcast, and promote it. Check them out at contentallies.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to kind of move to this side so the light is not in my face. I see some familiar faces in the audience, so thank you for joining. I'm Samra Khan. As Brendan mentioned, I'm part of the Google Cloud organization, and I am actually responsible for our SaaS ISV horizontal partners. So when Sunil reached out to me about this conference, and I've been a part of the organization for quite some time, sometimes actively, sometimes passively, he said, hey, you know, what are some of the key interesting topics that you can potentially talk about? And I had a couple of different ideas, but he mentioned, hey, Samra, nobody's interested in listening about your life story. Everybody wants to know how to partner with Google Cloud, or Google for that matter, and how to win with Google Cloud. So why don't you talk about that? So that's actually what I'm going to talk about today, is what are three different ways that any organization that wants to work with Google or Alphabet for that matter can win in partnership with us. With that being said, I have also been instructed not to give any advice, so I will not give any advice. These are all my personal experiences, and I have redacted the information that is proprietary to our customers or our partners, but I'm happy to take any questions at the end of the conversation when I'm done with the presentation. And by the way, bear with me, it's been 3 years of sitting on Meet and presenting, so I'm like overwhelmed standing here looking at the number of people that are in the room, and it's not even that many. So, but this is amazing, because I know some of the people in the audience have been seeing me just this much, like at least 50 times, if not more, in meetings before. All right, so what are the three different ways you can win with Google? Or Alphabet, for that matter, I'll use that terminology interchangeably. That's what I'm gonna talk about today. Number one is co-marketing, number two is co-selling, and number three is co-innovating. And as I talk through some of these slides, you'll figure out which one is the one that's most interesting to me, or the one that I think has been the most valuable to our partners, and the one that just gives you more bang for the buck. So I won't give that away, but I will go ahead and talk about that. So I always, this was supposed to be a build slide, but it's not gonna build, so we're just gonna put this up. I always try to be a part in the partnership and not the ship. Does anybody want to take a quick stab at what am I trying to say here? That's exactly right. I was hoping for 2-3 wrong answers first, so I could look good, but that's actually exactly right. I think when I look at this picture, you see a big vessel that's on its own in the vast sea, moving very slowly by itself, doesn't really need anybody or anything to operate. It's not really collaborating with anybody, right? Versus a partnership is all about collaboration. A partnership is all about working together. And I think that has always been my number one motto, no matter where I've been and what I've done, whether it was Google or prior to that, several other SaaS and non-SaaS companies. It's always, I am part of a big cog or a big machine. I am not the ship that's moving everything forward. So it's very, very important to hear voices from our partners. A lot of our sister companies, I think it's always important to know this, because everybody thinks that, hey, we want to partner with Google, but it's always very important when you are approaching as a partner and thinking of working with Google, think about how you can collaborate, not just with Google or not just with Google Cloud, but how can you leverage our sister companies? So if you look at the screen here, some of the examples that will come to you, a lot of people here are from technology companies or SaaS companies. Capital G is strictly focused on helping scale technology companies, right? So there may be a potential opportunity for you guys to leverage that. DeepMind, artificial intelligence, strictly focused on building AI solutions. A lot of collaboration goes in the AI world with our partners. How can, if you are a SaaS company, collaborate with DeepMind? Again, Google Marketing Platform, many of the SaaS companies are even here today are in the SEO space or are in the marketing space. How do you leverage Alphabet's Google Marketing Platform to sort of leverage the partnership? So again, these are just some of the sister companies that I put out there when holistically our technology partners are thinking about collaborating with Google the ones that are really, really successful are the ones that are able to harness the power of the sister companies. So always best to do research, figure out what are some of the other areas for cross-collaboration, what are some of the areas that are common to all of us, and then potentially think of ideas and collaborating on a much broader scale than just in one specific area. I do want to talk about Google's culture of innovation, and the reason this is very important is because this is at the core of everything that Google does. And our most successful partners are the partners that have been able to leverage Google's culture of innovation. So let me go ahead and talk a little bit about how that happens. So the innovation just doesn't happen on its own or by itself. And by the way, these are the tenets by which we operate, the organization operates, but that doesn't necessarily mean these are the tenets that will strictly fit your model or strictly fit your mode, your product, your services, your industry, your problems, your challenges may be very different. But I believe that there is something there for all of us to learn from, to understand, and again, to leverage when we are collaborating with Google. So how do we drive innovation? Innovation, again, is not something that you can own. Innovation is not something that you mandate. Innovation is not something that you can force upon people. Innovation is driven from a few different elements within Google's culture. And one of the first one there is talent. And when I talk about talent, I'm not talking about hiring good quality people or smart people or intelligent people, but I'm actually talking about the life cycle of that talent within an organization. What I mean by that is not only just hiring smart people, but also hiring people and then investing in them in terms of their growth, in terms of their potential ability to grow, in terms of giving them opportunity to change into different roles. For example, if you talk to anybody at Google, every 1 year or 2 years, they're doing something different. Like, I recently changed my role 3 months ago because a new opportunity came, and I'm like, okay, I'm interested in going and trying this thing out. I'm going to go do that. So we 100% believe in hiring people that are flexible, that are intelligent, but not necessarily somebody or someone who's like deep in exact domain that is not willing to scale or change because we are continuously changing. And then, of course, Alphabet and Google then invest in that particular talent and growth and whatever the desire may be for that particular individual. And then, of course, strategy. Google started in the garage. Everybody knows that strategy was big then. Now we're probably 150, 160, I don't know, 175,000 people across the globe. But strategy is still key. We define the strategy, which is nimble, which is flexible. But at the same time, the whole organization, top to bottom, left to right, really believes in the organization's mission and organization's strategy and really goes after executing that strategy. And the reason, again, we're able to do that is that if the strategy pivots, the talent and the people pool under that particular strategy are also able to pivot and change. So there is no such thing as this was my space, this was my thing, this is what I was going to do, and now this thing no longer exists. Therefore, you must have heard a lot, people joke with me, okay, Samurai, is Google Cloud going to be around from 2 years from now? Because you guys are always building products and platforms and then sort of shelving them. Well, Google Cloud is going to be around, but that is a very fair statement and a very fair question to ask. And then structure and environment. I think operationally, creating an environment where individuals come in, individuals have their ideas, and by the way, it's totally okay to fail. And it's totally okay to come up with ridiculous ideas that nobody believes in, that are crazy, and then just trying them. A very good example of it would be majority of the people at Google have some sort of a 20% project that they work on. They can pick anything they want to do, any crazy idea they have. They can write a paper on it, go get support for it, and go do it and make it happen. And then if that thing becomes real, then that thing becomes a product. That thing can become a partnership, that thing can become even a core element of our strategy overall as an organization. And then empowerment is very, very big because you'll notice that Google organization or the Alphabet organization is a fairly, fairly flat organization compared to some of the organizations previously that either I have worked for or that exist today in the industry. And the reason that has always been very, very important is that because Google in general is very data-driven, and very customer user driven, rather than several people on top making certain decisions and then driving it down. So our organization traditionally has been very, very flat. So these are the key core elements that actually contribute to how we innovate internally within Google, and then how that allows us to innovate or co-innovate with our partners, which is, again, a big, big, big ingredient for success for anybody trying to do partnership with Google. How do we do that with our partner? We always focus on the user, which means our customers, not necessarily on the partner, not necessarily on ourselves, but we always focus on the user that's going to utilize that particular solution, that particular product, or even like a go-to-market motion that we're building. As long as we have identified that the user is willing to adopt or does believe in what we're doing together in partnership, that gives us the leverage to go out and execute on. Secondly, think 10x. I think I talked about this earlier in my previous slide, that always come up with ideas that nobody believes in, and that's how you're able to deliver in excess of expectation that anybody has of you. So we always talk about, even in our partnership, if we're doing something together, how is that thing going to scale to 10x? We're always thinking 10x. Launch and iterate. So we're going to move fast. If things are not working, we're going to reiterate. We're going to pivot. We're going to fix, and we're going to move. We share everything. So the culture is extremely open. We believe in open dialogue, not just internally, but also externally with our partners. We share the information with our customers. So being open is a big tenet of how we collaborate together. Whether if we have products that are competitive to our partners, whether if we're not 100% aligned with go-to-market, no matter what it is, Google is always upfront and very much rooted into sharing all the knowledge that we have. And lastly, look everywhere. What that means is that, are we looking at the corner cases? Are we looking at the turns that are coming that will allow us to have a winning game plan out in the field? And of course, because we have a flat organization with not a whole lot of reporting into this, into that, so on and so forth, we're able to get the executive support, whether it's from the leadership time investment perspective, whether it's like Google Guys survey that some of you may have heard of. We do it once a year where the whole organization, so about 90% plus, and we just did that 3 months ago, 90% plus people actually get to give comments on CEO and everybody down on performance, on products, on technology, on the mission, on well-being, on the work culture, et cetera. And then that survey results are publicly discussed and published to everybody within the organization. So that transparency, again, being driven by the data that we collect, is very, very important to the Google tenant. Checking the time because there's no clock here, but we're doing okay. So partners that do partnership differently, I think the partners that are able to see a lot of success with Google and with Alphabet are the partners that take a transformation journey with us. And by the way, some of the areas that I spoke about earlier in terms of core elements of our culture, we a lot of times work with our partners and actually engage on that transformation journey in regards to their culture and business operation. But what are the key tenets of how do we drive joint success together? I think this is not what I call something very special or something very specific that I build for this audience. This is actually exactly how we engage with our ISV partners, with our SaaS partners, and with our technology partners. So this is, again, not a very special recipe specific to me, but this is how we actually collaborate. Definitely, multi-cloud strategy is becoming a big deal. So majority of our SaaS ISVs that are seeing a lot of success with us are adopting sort of a platform approach where they're open, where they're collaborative, and where they're engaging with multiple different platform providers out in the market. So they're able not only to take advantage and leverage of the technology, but also the go-to-market and ecosystem that comes with that open adoption of platform. Added intelligence, again, you know, the world is moving to AI ML. I know there has been a lot of buzz around it out in the marketplace for several years, but a lot of our SaaS partners that are able to take advantage of our AI ML capabilities or other capabilities that are in the area of transformation or in the area of enhancing their own platform, then see significant amount of success from the go-to-market perspective with Alphabet, right? I mentioned DeepMind earlier, which is a big AI ML platform. Data is becoming big, especially very, very big in the SaaS world. Everything is now starting with data and ending with data. And what I mean by that is massive amounts of data, petabytes worth of data, is being generated every single second in majority of the organizations. How do you leverage that data in order to make sense of that data and then also utilize that data and the analytics capabilities on top of that data, maybe even by blending of first party and third party data to make business sense, not only for yourself, but also for your customer. And then developer community. Take advantage of the access that Google has into the developer community. I know it's been COVID for the last couple of years, but our meetups are going to come back. Our dev community events and hackathons, et cetera, are going to come back. So how do our SaaS partners that are sort of dev community focused, and I know it doesn't work for everybody, but the ones that have that go-to-market motion or play, how do they leverage that dev community? And then last but not the least, these key points then sort of feed into what do we do together from co-investment perspective into whether it is a joint solution we want to build and you want Google to sponsor that from funding, you want to become part of our co-innovation lab and you have an incubation idea that you want to explore with Google or again, one of the Alphabet companies, joint go-to-market. Again, that can come in the form of capital G investing in you, that can come in the form of leveraging our industries, that can come in the form of doing accelerated distribution with our GSI channel. So there are a few different ways to do the go-to-market. But again, the key ingredient is co-innovating together with Google as opposed to, hey, I have this solution. I want you to go sell it on my behalf. I think that just becomes not that interesting. Narrow the focus. I know I talked about a lot. I talked about many different things that we can do with Alphabet or we can do with Google. Our partners, again, in my experience, the ones that have been very, very successful, they narrow their focus, they pick one or two things to do together, and then they really go after those one or two areas. And then sort of like, I know 2 years seems like a very long time in the SaaS world, but then it's, you know, when you are thinking of engaging with Alphabet, that's sort of the journey that you start with and then eventually do the expansion. So don't try to do too many things. Pick an industry, pick two different industries, come up with a joint solution or a product or offering, and then work with Alphabet and Google to solve for that specific problem. Again, that is user-driven. So if you are in healthcare, maybe supply chain is a big issue because of COVID, and that is the problem that you're solving for. Again, not that anybody here is in supply chain, but just an example. Then, of course, co-innovation is automatically going to lead to go-to-market, right? And there are several different avenues to do go-to-market with Google. So co-marketing is the big, big, big focus for Google and Alphabet with our ISV partners, and not this year, and then not just this year, but going forward. And our co-marketing collaboration is really anchored in three things. How do you drive awareness for our partners? Because we understand that all our partners are not Salesforce and Workday and ServiceNow and so on and so forth. So driving awareness for their brand is very, very important to them. Number two, increasing revenue. Of course, increasing revenue is important. At the top line revenue increment is important to all of us. So what market co-marketing can we do together that drives the top line revenue? And then accelerate growth. And this can be in several different areas where we can help with scale, whether it's through dev community, whether it's through investment or other areas. And again, measure impact along the way, and then we pivot as we need. So a few different ways where Google or Alphabet will support you if you're an ISV that work with us. And then, you know, again, these are real life examples where I have personally engaged with ISVs or SaaS partners that are very successful. And what are some of the areas where we have either partially funded or fully funded the programs in order to do joint co-marketing based on what their needs are. Reach new customers worldwide. Of course, we're doing co-marketing. Of course, we have done co-innovation. Well, of course, now the real stuff comes, which is we have created an amazing solution or amazing offering, maybe for a specific industry. We're co-marketing it. How do we leverage the Google scale for selling? That's where, whether you leverage our marketplace program, whether you leverage our ISV Solutions Connect program, whether you leverage our Partner Advantage program, but a few different programs come into play. And I do understand very well that every SaaS partner or ISV partner that is looking to partner with Google is not the same size and scale. So they don't have somebody to call and say, hey, you know, help me do this or help me do that. So there are several programs that are out of the box that get you started. Once you have had some success from out of the box program, then we have the capability to graduate you and make the relationship a lot more mature. where the interaction with Alphabet or Google, et cetera, then really transforms and then really changes. And then last but not the least, I think we really want to be focused on objective key results, OKRs, which I think is a terminology that we hear a lot. I want to make sure that every time I'm engaging with an ISV or my team is engaging with an ISV, that we're fully aligned on what are we driving towards, like actual numbers, not something non-tangible, but something very tangible. And so our partners that are very, very successful with us are the partners that actually agree or have a business plan, which Google also has an ownership into, but actually have a plan on that, hey, these are the key results that we're looking to drive together over the course of 3 years or 5 years together. And this is where we want Google to put skin in the game. And by the way, this is what we're going to do as well. It's not merely a relationship where, hey, we're going to write a check and one party just leans back and expects the other party to do the work, because then it's not really partnership. Then it's sort of like guns for trucks type of thing. But I think this is my last slide, and I will hand it over to Brendan, or maybe we're doing a couple of questions.
Hi, Alex Buckles here. So when you say you're looking to get fully aligned with on that partner plan, how do you execute on that? How do you stay on top of that? And are there any best practices you can share? Because that's hard to do at scale.
Just a follow-up question. When you say, how do you stay aligned? You mean, how does Google stay aligned, or how does Google and the partner stay aligned on operating plan?
I would say both, because right, if you're both, it's a joint plan, right? You both need to have skin in the game. You both need to deliver certain things, and you both need to be held accountable in order for things to be successful.
Absolutely agree. I think this is probably a tactical answer, but a very important one from my perspective. Number one, having leadership sponsorship on both ends is super important. Number two, that leadership sponsorship driven by commitment to do quarterly business reviews or semesterly business reviews is also very, very important. So it's not like, hey, we build this beautiful thing, this everybody is going to get so many millions of money, and then everybody goes and does their thing. No. There is like quarterly, semester type, or whatever, once every 6 months type of governance, not just from the key stakeholders that are part of the overall interaction, but also the key sponsors and key executives. Nothing in general works at Alphabet or Google without executive sponsorship. So from my perspective, any big strategic bet that I have ever made has always had executive sponsorship involved and engaged. Otherwise, I already know that this thing is not going anywhere. And then there is operating plan elements, right? The key stakeholders are having their own governance. They're driving towards whether it's a co-sell plan, whether it's a co-marketing plan, whether it's a product development plan. If there are industry owners involved, then you know who are those key players that drive that, and somebody driving all of those tracks along the way and doing a regular cadence and check-in.
So my question, Google's so big. I work with like 7 different people at Google and none of them know each other. How do you I feel like I'm introducing them and they work at Google. Like, how do you get these teams that don't talk to each other?
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody from Google is sitting here and I don't know them. Yes, it's a fairly large organization and it's sometimes difficult to collaborate. I don't think we can solve for the problem that Googlers don't know. It's not a challenge where Googlers don't know each other. I think that is always going to happen. But I think you bring up a very good point where our successful ISVs are able to connect those dots between different organizations and leverage a success within one organization or one division and replicate it in the other. And they do not expect that one organization or one division or even one team member really knows. A lot of times I'm in meetings and people are like, oh yeah, I'm talking to Ritu. Oh yeah, I'm talking to John. I'm like, okay, great, but who are they? Oh, they're in your organization. Yeah, but 12,000 people in my organization, I don't know them. So I think leverage it, that a lot of it has to do with ISVs taking the success in one division and then replicating in the other. I don't think there is a way for everybody to know everybody, and especially in the last 2.5 years in pandemic, Google has done, or Alphabet done, significant amount of hiring. Like everybody slowed down, we actually doubled down. So that has really created a lot more of that silo and people actually not knowing each other. I go to the office sometimes and people don't recognize me or I don't recognize them, even though we've been doing so many meetings on WebEtra, because there's just so much coming at us from different angles. Probably not the answer you're looking for, but this is a hard one to solve.
Thank you. So you just mentioned executive sponsorship in your last reply. How do you get that? I mean, you got an initiative. How do you get that support and that sponsorship?
Yeah. So I think that's a great question. The best way to get executive sponsorship within Google is to start with somebody within Google that believes in what you're trying to do with Google. I am by no means recommending to anybody, well, I'm not supposed to give advice, but like the partners that I work with traditionally, very rarely does it happen that a partner already knows like Sundar Pichai or already knows like Thomas Kurian or already knows somebody. They always find a person within an organization that believes in what the ISV partner or a SaaS partner is trying to do with them. And then that particular person is supposed to champion on your behalf and then go get executive sponsorship for you. So that's how it generally works. It's not like, hey, I'm going to call XYZ GM or VP and he or she is going to start helping me, because ultimately, you want to build some game plan on what we're doing together and then take it to executive sponsor and say, hey, I want your sponsorship because this is the impact. And then this is what I need you to do for me. I don't know if there are people in the audience, but for example, Crossbeam is a very good example of it. A partner that co-innovated with Google and now taking benefits out of it because of the go-to-market leverage that they're getting. And they're in fairly early phases with us, but they're everywhere. I think Workspan, probably not in the, oh, there you are. Again, another, oh, you have a question. Is another organization. Sorry, go ahead.
We are also one of the partners of Google. We are one of the largest partner in India for Google Workspace.
What's the name of the company?
Shivami.
Shivami.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
If you like this and want more great insights on software partnerships, you've got to rate, like, and subscribe. And join us at thecloudsoftwareassociation.com. Thank you, as always, to our podcast producers, Content Allies. They help B2B companies like you launch revenue-generating podcasts. They'll schedule interviews, produce the podcast, and promote it. Check them out at contentallies.com. We'll see you on the next episode.